Your eyes used to spying things of the world. It's used to looking at things that were wrong or things that open up gates into other things that you didn't want to do to begin with. Stuff like porn and things like that. Then you've got to obviously give your eye to the Lord, because obviously that he doesn't want your eye gate doing that. If your lips are prone to slander, are prone to gossip, are prone to being argumentative, because in our own knowledge and we think we're clever, everybody else, we're prone to arguing our points, and my point must be right, my point must be seen. If you are prone to doing things like that, there's generally brokenness I have found with people like that. Anyways, I'm not putting a blanket statement, but I've generally found that people like that need a lot of healing due to past traumas, be parents, things that has happened, because no matter how loud you are, people still have a free will. You can't force your argument, you can't force your point to people or across because you believe you're cleverer. That still doesn't stand whether you are male or a female. So I find that people like that generally do this. But now your mouth, instead of being prone to argumentative discussions, you're now prone to praising, you're prone to worshiping, you're prone to asking the Lord, speaking to the Lord. Your tone is gentler. Part of the fruits of the Spirit is to be gentle. Now you're quite gentle, not to say being gentle means compromise. No. It just means I don't need to force myself. I don't need to force my views on you. If you don't believe, that's okay. You have a free will, and I have to respect that. I'm not going to argue your free will out of you. Certain things like that. When we now see, when the Lord says that in male and female, our now bodies, including parts, including sexual parts, are now been given to the Lord. We give everything to the Lord. Everything. Right? Somebody that understands, that has walked with the Lord, they know that now physically you are not attached to lust anymore, because you can claim that your parts are for the Lord. Your ears are not prone to gossip anymore, because you've claimed and you've proclaimed that your ears are for the Lord. Your eyes are no longer stuck on porn and anything that is going to open further gates of lust. Say now you've covenanted with the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord will remove you from things. He knows that you said you do not want to be using. Your mouth now is for glorifying. It's no longer to argue, not to be the center of the stage, and move in peace and in gentleness and in the Spirit with the Holy Spirit like that. When we are then talking about that, both male and female in Christ need to do that, not more so women or more so men because of what you believe what men and women are. No, in Christ we are to be the children of faith that was promised to him through Abraham. It is now that word of children of faith is being fulfilled in Christ. That's where the children of faith are mostly born. Why do we say the children of faith? Because with your tongue you confess and with your heart you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So now we've got these fulfillments look like every fulfillment coming to place. It depends if you're a person that categorizes. If for you this doesn't matter, that's fine. Then please put it aside, unless the Lord shows you, but put it at the feet of Jesus and say, that's also okay. The reason why I'm saying it like that is because so that you are not confused. You are not confused with whether is this being fulfilled? Am I now to look forward to this? Is this true? Is it not true? You can ask the Lord, Lord, is this being fulfilled? Because a lot of people, I know people used to argue that when things were happening in the world, like for instance, wars. But there's always been wars on the earth. And people are like, yeah, but people must probably believe that was the end of the world. Every time something happened, that was the end of the world. That was the end of the world. Jesus says, again, in the book of Matthew 24, I believe, he says that these things are going to happen. He says there will be kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. And then he says that there will be wars and rumors of war. But he says that do not be afraid. This is still the end is still yet to come. So this is just because there's war, that's not the end. Although your life is numbered, your days are numbered on the earth. So you can't live like, you can't do today as if you can live forever. You've got to do today according to the will of Christ, bringing your will with him. So he's given you a free will. Out of your free will, you choose. People use their free will to worship other gods, their free will to do whatever pleases them. Not to say that when you're pleasing the Lord, it's dead, it's boring. It isn't, it really isn't. It delivered me from a lot of bondages. Just like as part by me saying, Lord, I'm going to partner with you with my free will. I would like that in my will, I enjoy doing your will, because that's the struggle between the two wills, my will and his will. Jesus had to literally sweat, and he actually asked, Lord, if it is your will, Lord, can you get this cup to pass me by? In the end, he said, not my will, but your will be done. And that was him saying, okay, I submit my will to you. And to be honest, it's much more fruitful. I prefer, I enjoy partnering. I do struggle. I do fail. I do stumble sometimes. It is not a perfect walk. I would like it to be more perfect. Please, really, Lord Jesus, if you can hear me, I would like it to be much, much better, way better than what it is, basically. It really would be helpful. But I understand that there is formation, there's breaking and putting together, and I might be in a season of breaking, or I may be in a season of putting together, in a season of refinement, and then in a season until I become that vessel, the vessel that I desire to be in his throne room, in his courts. I desire to be a vessel of gold. I desire to be a vessel of silver, not of wood. That's what I desire to be. I desire to be filled with new wine. I desire to be filled by his presence. So anything I do just comes from him. It's just natural. Because like, if I can naturally do evil, why can't I naturally do good? I generally be like, Lord, please, let's you and I, let's talk about this. Let's move together in this. Let's come into agreement with this. So my will, I bring my will to the Lord like this, as you hear me still saying it. I know it's not perfect, but please help me. I'm trying. Come in, Holy Spirit, and you are the helper, and you are currently the one that said that you are going to be part of the fulfillment of these days. So in these days, I'm calling in that fulfillment in my life, because that was promised. I was not in the days, you were not in the days of Adam and Eve. You are not also in the days of Jeremiah, but we can learn from them, because the Lord's word is never old. It's never void. He still gives very good advice. It's still very good wisdom. It's still amazing. He gives understanding, all those things. It is not old, but there has been word that has been fulfilled, so that now I can look and what can be fulfilled in my days. Like, and I'm calling in the fulfillment of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we don't talk much about him because we don't understand. We don't understand him. We'll talk about a whole lot of his gifts, because we love the gifts, obviously. We all want to be prophets. We all want to be evangelists. People want to be apostles, want to be teachers, pastors. But the giver is Holy Spirit. There's only a few people I've heard having that form of intimacy with him. And yet we are in the time of that fulfillment. We're in the time of where it is fulfilled for us. Abraham could only dream of the times that we're in, as the children of faith being birthed through Jesus. And now the Spirit of God dwells in you, and you can now produce after him. Produce the fruit of them. You can be a tree of righteousness. In Christ, there's no women or man. You are led by the Holy Spirit. So Deborah, being raised by God, the Lord raised her up and said, Deborah, I want you to do this. This is your season to do this. And Deborah did it. As was Esther, when the Lord, when Mordecai came to warn Esther, says, Esther, listen, the help from Israel will come from someone else if you don't do it. But where will your help come from? That was the woman. That wasn't Mordecai, a male, went to a female to tell her, like, listen, it's your time to rise up. It is your time to rise up to the call. So in Christ, we are children of faith. And as children of faith, we must move as such. And in our time of being the children that were spoken of by through Abraham, fulfilled in Jesus, coming into fulfillment via Holy Spirit. So I hope that makes sense, and you be blessed. Amen.